We are looking at the Lord's Prayer this morning, Matthew chapter 6, the words we just spoke together. Beginning in verse 9 of Matthew 6, Jesus says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." This morning we look at the sixth petition of the Lord's Prayer, where Jesus says we are to pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Shorter Catechism explains the petition in this way. It says, in the sixth petition, which is, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil," we pray that God would either keep us from being tempted to sin, or support and deliver us when we are tempted. When it says in the King James and many other versions, "deliver us from evil," it's noteworthy that in the Greek text that there is an article right before the word evil. And there's been lots of debates about how do we translate this word evil, but I think a solid argument can be made that when it says "deliver us from evil," it's really specifically referring to the evil one, Satan, our adversary. And of course, we must understand that this petition refers to all that is evil. We pray against all of these things. But it's important to remember that we have a person who is our adversary. It's not just evil in general, but the evil one that we do battle against and all that goes with him. In this petition, we pray against our three arch rivals. Each of us have these three arch rivals. Those three are the world, the flesh, and the devil. These three things we pray that the Lord would guard us and keep us from and support us when we undergo temptation. So if we're making battle against the evil one, you need to know something about the evil one with whom you're doing battle. In all war, intelligence gathering is absolutely essential, right? You think about the role of the CIA in gathering intelligence and data. We must know about our adversaries and what they are like. The scriptures give us many helpful remedies in our fight against Satan and help us to understand who he is. I want to point to just one particular text this morning where the nature of our adversary is made very plain. In John 8, verse 44, our Lord speaks about who the devil is. He says, "You are of your father the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character, for he is a liar and the father of lies." So there's two things that Jesus says about Satan here. He is, first of all, a liar and a murderer. And if that's the case, we need to understand what Satan wants to do, what he wishes to do with each and every single one of us, is to lie to us so that he can murder us. That's his business. It's a dastardly business. Satan is a deceiver. He works by pulling the wool over people's eyes so that they cannot see the truth and turn away from temptation. So how do we expose the lies, the murderous lies of Satan? Well, we pray. This is what this petition is all about. And it says in the Catechism that we first pray that God would keep us from temptation, right? It says, keep us from temptation. Lead us not into temptation. What is temptation? What do we mean by this word? One of the very best works on temptation, I believe, is John Owen's masterful work on temptation. And in that book, he defines temptation in this way. He says, "Temptation, then, in general, is anything, state, way, or condition that upon any account, whatever, hath a force or an efficacy to seduce, to draw the mind and heart of a man from its obedience, which God requires of him, into any sin in any degree whatsoever." This is temptation. It encompasses a lot of different things. And we're praying that God would keep us from these situations. However, we know that the Scriptures say we will go through temptation, right? So on the one hand, we pray that we will not go through temptation, but on the other hand, we pray for God's help when we do go through temptation. Jesus said that temptations must come. The Lord has ordained that through many trials and temptations, we must go. He uses these things in our lives. God refines us, He strengthens us, He proves our faith, He tests us through these temptations, though He Himself does not tempt, as we know James says. And in the midst of temptation, we need to be very recognizing of our weakness. We see our weakness in temptation when we're brought near to that door of temptation and the seducing power of that temptation is put before us. We must see we need the power of Christ to stand. The world is a dangerous place. There are traps everywhere. There's dark valleys. There are holes you can fall into. There are temptations, many temptations. We need the Lord to preserve us. And Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 10 that we must be humble in these things. He says, "Let him that thinketh he stand take heed lest he fall. There's no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful who will not suffer you, allow you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape." So verse 12, it reminds us we must not be proud in these things. Take heed lest you fall. But then there's the promise of God that He will not tempt us beyond what we are able. He will make a way of escape. So how do we endure temptation? How do we stand against temptation, defeat the lies of Satan? In one of the most difficult moments in Jesus' ministry in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus addressed His disciples on this very topic. The disciples were under massive temptation at this point. They were about to be tempted to betray the Son of God Himself there in the garden. And Jesus warned them in Matthew 26, verse 40. He came and He found them asleep, not paying attention to what was about to happen. It says, "He came unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Jesus gave them two instructions. He said, be watchful and pray that you do not enter into temptation. These are the tools that our Lord has given us to stand against temptation. We must be watchful and we must be prayerful. The disciples were about to betray their Lord and Savior, totally run away and leave Him. They were facing a massive temptation, but in that period of time, they were not watchful. They were asleep. They kept falling asleep, even after they had been exhorted not to. They were supposed to watch and pray. So our Lord tells us that you need to remember that you're on guard duty. You are in that watchtower all the time. You need to be awake. You need to be on your guard. You need to be looking out. You're not dozing, sitting there with your gun, sitting at the top of the watchtower sleeping. You're awake. You're watching. This is what 1 Peter 5:8 says. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." If there's a lion on the loose, most of us are looking around. If you heard that the lion escaped the zoo and you're in the zoo walking around, you're gonna make sure you're on guard and on your game. If there's a lion about, pay attention. Be watchful. And then pray. We must pray because we cannot do this ourselves. All of our guard duty will be in vain if the Lord does not keep us and deliver us from temptation. So let us be watchful sentries, but let us do it in prayer, always depending upon the Lord who can deliver us. The words of the hymn, "Christian, dost thou see them," are very appropriate here. This hymn of warfare is really a good summary of this petition as well. It says, "Christian, dost thou see them on the holy ground? How the powers of darkness rage thy steps around," right? That's the roaring lion. He's around. He's here. He's trying to devour us. It says, "Christian, up and smite them, counting gain but loss in the strength that cometh, not by yourself, but by the Holy Cross." Christian, dost thou feel them, how they work within, striving, tempting, luring, goading into sin? It says, Christian, never tremble, never be downcast, gird thee for the battle. And then it says, as the words of our Lord said, watch and pray and fast. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. This is what the Scriptures tell us. It's a great promise. But we can only resist with the strength that comes from the Holy Cross. These are the things that we need. Let us pray that God would open our eyes to be watchful and prayerful in the midst of temptation. Oh, Father, we do thank you that you are with us, that you do not leave us or forsake us, and that you have delivered us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your beloved Son. Now, as we continue in this life, we ask, Lord, that you would help each and every one of us to be watchful, that we would be sober, that we would be vigilant, watching out for the lion that is on the loose, that we would withstand temptation by your power. May we always be humble, recognizing that, but for your grace, we also could fall. Make us prayerful and watchful at all times, making supplication at all times in the Spirit with the full armor of God. Now we take a moment to confess our own sins before the Lord.